Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You found Atomic Android Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Universe, where we talk the ins and outs of all our favorite fictional universes. I'm Andrew.
I'm Adam.
And today we're talking about Barry. Barry Berkman.
We could only really do that because we're in person for this one.
Yeah. It would have been fucked up otherwise.
We're talking season one, season two today.
We'll put spoilers at season one or Barry one, and we'll do Barry two or something. But the new season of Barry just came out.
Yep.
The long awaited for
us. Yes. The prodigal son has returned.
Yeah, we big Barry heads.
Huge Barry heads here.
We've been following the Barry train to season three for a while.
We have been. Yes.
So in preparation for that, we decided to rewatch.
Just slam all of Barry season one and
Barry
two
again. They have a little watch party type deal.
And, I wish it was a watch party type deal. So yeah, the way we had to watch Barry together, because except for the last couple, we haven't been in the same room, is we would both put it on our TVs and just hopefully sync up through pausing and starting it at the right time.
Yeah, look, it was good.
It worked.
But we were watching Barry, and Barry fucking rules.
Barry
dude.
Is absolutely one of the best shows on TV. Maybe period, but at least right now it's fucking crazy.
It fucking rules. Well, I mean, right now might be a bit much because we haven't seen we watched the first two episodes of season three, which
we
is
couldn't wait.
Now.
I had argued that maybe we could, but now that we've started, I'm very glad we didn't, because goddamn, I want more Barry.
Yeah, it was fucking good. We got a new episode coming out tomorrow, but right now it seems a bit presumptuous. Like, I mean, it has my full belief.
No, I mean, there are very few TV shows that have the same, like, care put into not only what's on the screen, but what the characters are, what they say, I can think of almost no other show in general. I'm sure that there are, but no other show in general that has this much love for the craft of acting.
Oh yeah, no, it fucking rules.
I mean, there are other shows that are doing great with acting and character and scene production. I mean, Better Call Saul is just doing its final season right now. That's incredible. You know, there's a lot of good shows out, but I can think of none at the moment that I like more than Barry.
Oh yeah, no, Barry's just legitimately the best. And the episodes we watch are just as good.
Oh yeah, no, they right out of the gate fucking hits you like a ton of bricks. Yeah, they're awesome. No,
fucking rules.
We'll try our best not to spoil those.
Yeah, here. we won't talk about we like them, but
yeah, that's
we'll try not to talk about season 3 until our episode, which probably comes.
It's gonna
like
be a while,
a month and a half. Yeah, I think there's 8 episodes. There's by tomorrow there's 3, so 5 weeks,
something like that. It'll be a while before Barry season 3
episode. And we got a couple episodes
down the track so yeah, look out for that. But yeah, this episode,
subscribe.
Oh,
don't miss it.
You can follow us on most things.
Yeah, follow our podcast so you're here for Barry. If you're new here for Barry, we'll do Barry again.
We love Barry. If you're new here for Barry, almost every, I think a lot of the episodes we have at some point will be like, oh, but Barry rules.
It happens a good amount. I don't know about like most or definitely every episode, but amount we've referenced Barry and been like, oh, fuck yeah, Barry.
But yeah, let's get into the meat of the thing. I started watching Barry after I think it was a YouTuber made an offhanded comment in a video about something else.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, this. Hey, watch Barry, it's good. And he kept going. And I was like, look, I need something to watch. If Barry's good, maybe it's good. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no. You told me about Barry, but the way you told me, you made it seem like it was one of those, like, HBO dramas.
Yes.
And I'm not big into those.
I am, and it's those aspects of the show that drew me to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why I brought it up when I was talking about it.
But you talked about how it's got some funny bits in it. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it. And fuck, this is one of the funniest.
It's one of the funniest things.
Yeah, like there's like stuff that's pure comedy where it's like, oh, this is written as for the sake of jokes, and that's all this is. And that's probably more funny, I would say. Like Tim Robinson.
Yeah, like I think you should. Like those are just jokes.
Yeah. But as a show with comedic elements, this is one of the
It blows most things.
It destroys me. Like, there is very few times, I can't think of any, that a joke falls flat. There was, we were watching it the other day, and it's towards the end of season 2. And, like, it's a line where it's the first time I caught it, this time we were watching it. But he's, like, leaving, and, like, the Chechen mob are a big deal in it. And just one of the, like, Chechen goons are like, hey, stay off the 405. And that fucking destroyed me.
Yeah, just
leaving a fucking saying, Californian human.
They're all just saying goodbye to him, like, take care, man. Like, the guy's just like, hey, stay off the 405, Barry. Oh my god, it's so funny.
But yeah, so much of this show is just such clever fucking subtle comedy.
Oh yeah, and it's clever, it's understated in a fucking that's a crazy thing to say about this show, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stand up and slap you in the face with every single joke. But there are jokes in here that just destroy me. They floor me. Like, what is it? It's Anthony Carrigan. He mm-hmm. plays NoHo Hank in the show.
Best character in the show.
Well, amazing. And he's where a lot of the comedy comes. Yeah, not all of it, but a lot of the comedy mm-hmm. comes from. And just the way he'll say, like it's like in the pretty early in the first season where he answers the, like, calls Barry, answers the phone, oh, hey, man, are you seeing this beautiful morning? It destroys me.
It absolutely annihilates me. It's more just a season 1 joke, I think, but the way he fucking texts Barry, he'll send him the information for a hint and then be like, delete all above, thank you, and like a confetti blast
or
whatever.
Or he's got his bit emoji or whatever, but it's bald and eyebrowless like he is.
Or he's telling Barry he needs to hang on, and he sends him a little fucking cat
hugging the tree. Yeah,
he's saying "sang in there." It's so fucking good.
So funny. Or even things like, and I think it really comes across in how, because the entire show is an excuse for actors to act in funny ways. Mm-hmm. That's the point of the show.
Yeah, no.
The show is about acting, and its entire premise, every single character and what they want to do, is just an excuse so they can have scenes that they want to do. And there is a great bit of improv in the season 2 episode, the same one you were talking about, where first it's the Chechens and Hank are trying to shoot Barry in his apartment with a rifle, and they miss, and they fuck it up.
So that's one of the running gags of this show, is how incompetent the Chechen mob is. And there's this guy with a sniper rifle. Like, he's across, he's maybe one block away, not even.
He's like across the street.
Yeah. But he's across the street, he's got a sniper rifle, and he's trying to kill Barry in his room, and he shoots, I think it's like 6 times.
At least. And it's like 8 to 6, there's like 6 to 8 times.
And
so
he doesn't
times.
Make a shot, like, it's enough time for Barry to, like, hear,
he gets
like, the
3 shots
pass.
Off before Barry realizes what's going on.
Yeah, and Barry's sitting still, turns and looks straight at the thing, notices the gun, gets down, goes like to his bed where he grabs a handgun, and one shot takes the guy out on same distance away
with a handgun, no scope, hits him in the shoulder, drops it to the ground, and is able to run across the street, climb up to that rooftop before they can get a handle of it. And it's in that scene right after the guy's been shot. He's sitting there, and Barry's like, "You don't need me. Get one of your guys to do the hit you want to do." And he's like, "My guy's fucking suck." Or, "My guys suck balls." Yeah. And he's, and the henchman's like, "If we suck balls, you are king of Suck Balls Mountain." And one, that line's just fucking hilarious. But I was listening to the after the show thing one time, and the way that line came into place is, the original line in the script is, "My guys suck shit." Or, "My guys are shit." And the Chechen was supposed to say, "You are king of shit mountain." But without telling anybody, Anthony Carrigan switched it to "suck balls." And so the Chechen guy just had to like adapt on the fly. And so that's why he's like, "You are king of suck balls mountain."
So fucking good.
It's,
and that's
so funny.
Right afterwards, when Barry's got the gun on fucking Hank, and Hank's like talking about, he's like, "Oh,
yeah,
I'm a
he's
dead
like,
man.
Do it.
Pull the trigger." It's basically like a "do it, I don't care."
Yeah, yeah. He's like, "Just do it. And you'll be doing me a favor."
And then Barry puts the gun down because he's going through a bit of a crisis of killing,
I don't
want to
be a bad
everything.
Person, yeah.
And the fucking relief on him. He's like, "Oh my god, that was so scary.
I was so scared."
And he fucking vomits out of nerves. It's so funny. And yeah, fucking, he's such a good actor too. Because like, he's playing this goofy ass character. But he could get fucking moments of like genuine, like you got stuff like that, like nervousness. But even there's a part earlier in the show where he's legitimately intimidated.
Yeah, I think it's a part that's come up before on our show, just then separately. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's this point where he's kind of at the end of his rope, and he needs Barry to do a hit for him or he's gonna die. And he's like, he tries to come with Barry like they're friends.
Because
he thinks they're friends.
They are friends. He likes Barry.
He likes
even
Barry.
Even though Barry's an asshole to him.
So first he comes to his place of business in like a funny little disguise, a Hawaiian shirt, blonde wig. It's ridiculous. And Barry fucking chews him out for it.
He's fucking, "It's me, Hank." It's obviously him.
And then the second time he comes at Barry, it is no longer a joke. Like, he comes just after the acting class where all of his friends are, and he's like, "You need to do this or I'm not the only one who's dead. They're gonna come because I'm gonna tell them, and they're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill every single one of your friends there. They're gonna destroy our lives, or you can do this job that I already asked you to. I'm not being nice anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not in a funny disguise. Am I still a fucking idiot to you?"
So fucking
And
dude.
The intimidation in him there is amazing. And credit to Bill Hader. He's a great actor. The like actual fear in his face when he's like, "Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called you a fucking idiot." It's great.
It's so fucking... And then immediately after that, he gets in the car. He's listening to fucking Katy Perry Girl.
Yeah. This show uses bathos in a way that I don't find annoying like I do sometimes in other things.
It's so good in this show. And it's got so many good characters. And its characters are done so well, where you hate everyone you're supposed to hate.
Right.
And you love everybody you're supposed to love. And then you have people like Barry, and I would say like Gene Kuster now.
Who kind of jumped through that line.
Yeah. And it's all so good.
It's so good, man. And then, so that was the comedy aspect, which I think I definitely underselled when I first told you about it.
Oh, yeah.
No. But then there's the more dramatic elements that really appealed to me when I first watched it. Like, there's the scene directly after he kills his friend Chris.
Oh, fuck.
One, that's, just that scene that where he kills
his... That scene is so fucking
it's
hard.
It's so tense, and yeah. There's so much... Especially once you know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, because, like, he's his friend Chris, so they went and they, like... went to attack the Chechens and his
or the
friend,
Bolivians.
Bolivians, and his friend got like kind of roped into it and tied into it, and then he to save Barry he had to kill a guy, and he was in the military, he could but he was in information,
he was in logistics.
You know,
he has the great line where he's like, I was in logistics. I was never in the shit. I never killed anybody until you made me.
Yeah, and so he's dealing with like the fact that he's all this guilt with killing this guy, and his wife and kid will find out, and then like he comes to Barry, he pours his heart out about it, and he's like,
begging him to let him just turn themselves in, or at a certain point he's like, I'll just turn myself in, I'll never tell them about you.
Once he's like you could see he's determined to turn himself in. You could see the flip switch in Barry where he's like,
especially,
he's gotta die.
And then there's that absolutely fucking like dime drop moment where Chris is like, I told my wife I was going to the gym, but she knew I was lying. And Barry's like, oh, now I have the perfect alibi. Yeah, I can kill you and no one will know.
It's so fucking...
And you can see it when he hits him. Like, he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He almost wanted it to be harder. And so when it hits him, he's like, he screams at him at the top of his lungs, why did you say that? And
then the fucking begging
that tension,
when he realizes
that
what's
Barry's
about
to kill him,
happen, yeah,
and that car pulls up, and so Barry can't do it just then because somebody will see,
mm-hmm.
And then there's that absolute just like edge of your seat, that car's gonna have to pull away eventually, and then Barry just shoots him in the head.
Yeah, the fucking when he yanks the gun in the bag.
Oh, wait. Boom.
So fucking bad.
So fucked
so
up.
Great.
It's a great scene. So powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leads directly into the next scene in the same episode, I think, where they're performing Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally is Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry has one line, you know, my lord, the queen is dead. And he's done. And he's sitting in there and he's... He just killed the closest thing he had to a friend. And he's sitting there just absolutely losing it. And he goes out on stage just because he's already in such an emotional place. He's sobbing practically. He's holding back actual sobs, but he's clearly crying. And, I mean, we'll probably get into it. Sally is neither of our favorite characters.
She's one of the worst people.
But the actress who plays Sally is incredible.
Oh, yeah. She does such a great job at being the worst person.
Oh, she's great at that. But mm-hmm. In that scene in particular, you get the like three different ways the same actress can do the same scene. First, there's Barry imagining it in his head where it's very stilted and proper Shakespearean mm-hmm. acting. And then there's how she's actually doing it before Barry gets there, which is like kind of subpar, mediocre acting. But then after he delivers his line and she registers the actual sadness in his face and that makes her sad, that actress delivers that famous Macbeth line, that monologue, just incredibly.
Yeah,
just gives me chills
so
when I first watched it. Mm-hmm. It was fucking incredible. And she's not the only actor on that show to get like scenes like that.
Oh,
almost
yeah.
Every like main character gets some scene where they get to be like, "Holy shit, this person's a really good actor."
Yeah, it's, people really get their chance to fucking stretch their chops, man. Stretch it.
Stretch their chops. Stretch their legs. They really get to like show It's a real showcase kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so good. And, like, the meta-ness about that, where that's what this
show is. That's what the show is, yeah.
Yeah, and then, but, like, each, that's what they're trying to accomplish
in the universe. It's so good. It's
so good when you get people who are, like, most of the actors in the class are just...
Are amateurs, yeah.
And it's so fucking good to see them, like, they're acting like amateurs.
Right, it's that great... line where it's like it takes a great actor to play a fool, mm-hmm. and this show has so many great background actors packed
with them, dude.
Who are pretty and, good actors. Yeah, and who are, their part is a bad actor. Yeah, and it's great.
And like you get so much of that, even like that whole the play a fool thing with not only the acting class but the mob, like three different mobs and even the police and everything.
Oh, everybody. It walks this strange line between being one of the most farcical and the most realistic portrayals of crime.
That too.
Well, I mean, like crime and the police, like the whole aspect of everybody.
But how realistic people act in here, because people don't how people are, because people don't stop and make a quip to each other and shit. But like how they interact with each other is just. So funny and so human. Like, there's that scene pretty early on where Detective Moss, who's like the cat to Barry's mouse.
Yes, she's their Inspector Javert and stuff like
that. Yeah, where she's trying to solve the mystery Barry is causing. But, like, there's just a bit where there's these two police techs.
They're IT guys.
They're trying to open up a camera that they found. That
Hank left at a crime scene. And,
like, their interactions with her are just so, like, realistic workplace interactions. Yeah, no,
it's almost like when you have a friend whose mom is really strict and how they interact around her. You get all of that without any line of dialogue saying that she's, like, mean to them or anything like that. Where it's just, like, you can tell there's an entire relationship here built only in subtext. And it's so... One, it's great acting. But two, it's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, no, it's so funny.
When they pull up the passcode, because the lipstick camera has a passcode.
Yeah, and she, like, they're, like, saying, oh, it's taking time.
And he's like, and we're going like, to have to get somebody to crack
she
it.
She just starts trying, like, do it in order.
Yeah, she's like, 001.
And then after the third time, it locks out, and she's like, you knew this was going to happen? I don't want you yelling.
Yeah, he's like, did you know that was going to happen? We didn't want you to yell. And she's like, all right, now I'm going to have to call the FBI. The fucking assholes.
And the phone opens the phone, and she's like, hi!
It's so good, man. I think it's one of the first scenes of the police, and it's one of the first jokes that I know... destroyed you.
Oh, yeah, it fucking destroyed
When they're going through crime scene photos of when Barry kills some Chechen mobsters.
Yeah, so we were watching this for the first time. It was like Adam's second time.
Yes, it was the second time I watched
it. It was the first time I was watching it with them. And I noticed the guy, I'm like, is that a crime?
And then they
stop. And she's like, wait,
is that Loach Detective crying? Loach crying? Is he crying in all of these? And he...
And it fucking destroyed me. And they got the perfect guy.
He's a fucking Muppet human being.
Crybaby little person of a man.
He looks like the Swedish chef in real life. It's insane.
No matter how he presents himself, he always looks like he's depressed because his life is falling into shambles. And it's so fucking good.
I mean, just the scene. I think it might be just after she yells at them for that. He comes into the room and he's like, hey guys, how are we doing? And she's like, no, Loach, how are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm fine. And he just starts bawling right then and there. It's so funny. Even like you were saying, not just the cops, but the mob itself. And I think I brought this up on our Breaking Bad episode, but it's the thing I love about Barry, where it's... he's really in like the lower rung of the criminal world.
This isn't the Italian mob or the Yakuza
or the Russian mob. Or even mob. Like
straight up gangsters or anything.
It's the Chechen mob. It's the Bolivian cartel. It's the Burmese mafia. That's it. And it's like, okay, like not to disparage any real life crime syndicate, but like you're not the cinematic crime families. It's, you know, it's the Italians, it's the Russians, it's the Yakuza's or the Tongues, it's the Irish even.
And I love so much of this is because they picked like so like weird choices, I guess, for is they're like, oh yeah, we could just do fun with stereotypes, and it's to the point where I don't even know if they're like established.
I have no idea how real or fake any of these stereotypes
like if
are.
Chechens are like statistically the shortest.
No, that's Bolivians.
Oh yeah, Bolivians are statistically short.
Statistically one of the shortest nations on earth.
So fucking
the shooter was either crouching or he was extremely short.
Fucking
Bolivians. So funny. Yeah, it's a great choice to put them in like the kiddie pool of the underworld.
Yeah, no, and it leads to so much good stuff. But yeah, talking about that bit, that's one of the things I really like about this show is for one, because they do such a good job, I don't know how many of what the plot threads are planned or improvised when they go through, but man, this show could fucking weave a plot thread.
Oh yeah,
it's like so. Like they'll take the smallest
ends
details,
become like interwoven, and
like they'll be like, oh, this book gets left somewhere. This small thing,
the tooth gets knocked out.
Yeah, and it all comes back together, and it's all so fucking
or
good.
The pin that leads into season 3, it's so fucking good, man.
It's just some of the most, like, impressive writing for that sort
yes.
of deal
and,
that I
and
have found anywhere recently.
I really like Bill Hader as an actor. I've liked him for a while, but he was never my favorite or anything like that. But this show really, one, lets you know, wow, this guy actually is like a good actor.
Yeah.
Two, he's a very competent writer.
Yeah.
And three,
he's, so
he's a fucking great director,
too.
Yeah,
and he's so fucking funny. Because, like, a lot of my, what I've seen from Bill Hader before is, like, his bits on SNL.
His bits on SNL or Superbad.
Yeah.
Or
Superbad's real good, though. I love
it. Oh, it's
him,
hilarious. But
him
he's,
and fucking Seth Rogen.
He's playing
Superbad.
As such an exaggerated character. And that's kind of what he always does.
Mm-hmm,
even in, what is it, Chapter 2, where he's Richie, he's still a pretty exaggerated guy.
Yeah, but, like, with what I was getting to with, like, SNL.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
A lot of that is a lot of it is them telling their own jokes and stuff, right. But it's got this like SNL filter, you know.
No, I get what you mean.
While every once in a while they'll come out with a great bit or something. Like there's a one, I think he's in it, where it's him and Andy Samberg and
What you say?
Yeah, oh, Dear Sister is it?
Yeah, Dear Sister. Or it's him, Andy Samberg, and.
I don't remember.
I have no fucking clue.
But it's so funny.
It's very funny. It's very fucking funny. It
destroys me.
But yeah, it really makes me appreciate him more as just a creator in general.
Yeah, no, he's so fucking talented.
I don't know if he's ever directed anything besides in this show, or in particular the episode of season 2, Ronnie/Lily. But if he has, I need to see it, because it'll be great. There are some amazing shots in that episode in particular. Mm-hmm. And then his use of the camera in a fight scene is great. He doesn't cut incredibly, like, distractingly. And he turns the camera away from the action enough times that you're like, oh, this is on purpose.
Yeah.
Me not being able to watch this serves a purpose for the story, not just because you're a bad director.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that episode is one of the best throughout the fucking
series. Oh, it's an absolute standout. If you didn't know anything else about Barry, you could show somebody just that episode and they would love it.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny. There's a lot of moments in it where it's like, it really powerful about the relationships between
people. Those like scenes in the desert, Fuchs, those are great, man.
Who we've barely even
we gotta get to Fuchs. Fuck Fuchs, man. But I mean, there's that scene at the very end of him being in the desert picking up Barry, where he just looks like Stephen Root, the actor. I've seen him in other things. He doesn't always look this way, but in that scene right there, he looks absolutely Faustian. He looks like a demon. He looks incredible.
It's so fucking
good. And the amount of weight and subtext and power he can deliver.
And without, just like a nod.
Yeah, with no head. Line or anything. Just a nod to the side. Just like come with me.
Yeah, let's go.
It's so fucking good, it's man. It's so
fucking good.
Like, I genuinely think it's difficult to dislike this show on almost any grounds.
Yeah,
like, I can understand disliking certain characters. Mm-hmm. I can understand.
But even if that's the case, most of the characters you dislike, that's their purpose.
That's the purpose, right. Yeah. Like Fuchs. Mm-hmm. Perfect segue into Fuchs. Yeah. Let's get into Fuchs. Fuchs is the villain of the entire series. Yeah, he's why everything is bad, really.
Yeah, Fuchs is the real piece of the shit of the show. I think Sally is just as bad.
She's just as dislikable, but yeah, she's not nearly as evil.
No, and even Fuchs isn't totally
evil. There are some scenes, especially in season 2, where it's clear that he genuinely has some twisted amount of love for Barry.
Yeah, he's got a twisted amount of love for Barry. He clearly, like, he's distanced himself away from what taking a human life means. So when he actually has a chance to,
and he can't do it.
He can't do it.
Or even like,
and then the fact that he does that, and it's not like, oh, this is a hard thing. He turns it around. Yeah, you gotta be fucking soulless.
And that's what terrible people do. Yeah, terrible people turn any failure of their own into other people's failure.
Yeah,
and that's why it's a great character moment to be like, you have to have no soul to kill somebody, even though the only reason Barry kills people is because of him.
Yeah, Barry wouldn't be in this situation at all if it wasn't for him being this fucking greedy little fucking goblin. Monster,
yeah. And even like the there's a lot of terrible things Fuchs does, but the worst things he does in the entire show as of yet only happen through jealousy and feeling betrayed Barry.
Because, yeah, when it's like the stuff in where it comes out of like greed or whatever.
Right.
That's real shit stuff.
It's real shitty, but it's not, even then it's rarely evil.
Well, I mean, it's going out, it's morally evil because, like,
but, like, it's not having cruel people or vindictive. Yeah, it's a job.
Yeah.
To him. You know, he doesn't value human life, but he also doesn't value tormenting human life kind of thing. It's just, we pay people to kill, we get paid to kill people. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
If we were doing it, somebody else would.
And it doesn't even, you could see it doesn't even come out of a place of emotion or anything. No. Because he's distanced himself. Right.
He's put it at arm's length.
Yeah. He's put Barry in between.
Right.
And the job.
And it's, I don't even know if it's intentional, but it's him playing the video game and thinking that, because he plays the video game Call of Duty or whatever, that's like controlling Barry.
Or he's like, oh, I've been running through some simulations,
yeah.
And he's fucking playing Call of Duty.
And it's almost exactly that, you know, it's almost that barrier of the screen, and you're watching technically somebody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with Barry.
Yeah, I have no idea if that was intentional.
I don't know, but I could see it being. It's a good parallel. But yeah, it's just, it's Fuchs, the worst things he does is when he goes after Kusanow, or when he goes to the Chechens to get them to defend him. And he does those out of like, oh, Barry's chosen somebody else over me, and he can't handle that.
Yeah, it's that, and it's Barry, like, showing him you're nothing without me.
Right. That those lines hit him so like it's great. It's that I mean just the line of you're out of moves. I am your business, idiot.
It's so fucking good. And like the hurt that comes from it stirs up such a fucking piece
it's so great, it's, man.
Such an evil thing to do.
And it's so evil, but it's also, I think almost anybody can relate to that idea of somebody being like, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And that instinctual, spiteful, oh yeah?
Yeah.
I'll show you what I'm going to do about it.
Yeah, you want to come at them as hard as you can.
Yeah, just absolutely even above and beyond what would be like equivalent even. It's a... I'll show you, motherfucker. Like, it's this energy that I think lots of people, especially people in tough relationships, say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feeling you can understand. It's a feeling that you can be like, oh, no, I do the same thing.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm even less of a terrible person than Fuchs. But if somebody was like, what are you going to do? You got no moves. I'd be like, I'll show you what fucking moves I got, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would go anywhere where Fuchs has.
It would depend on the situation.
But yeah, like, I don't know if I'd go as far as, like, killing Gene Kusanow for no reason.
I might. I don't know. Depends on what the situation is.
Yeah, but, like, he had nothing to do with it. That's just out... That's out of spite for unconnectedly.
Yeah, it's just vindictive.
Yeah. I don't know if most people would be.
I think most people can understand the impulse.
Showing him the dead body? Yes. Try and destroy his life? Yes. I don't know about killing a man who's barely connected.
No, but neither could Fuchs. Yeah. So I guess there's that.
Yeah, there's that too.
All right. So yeah, let's talk about the other character. Oh,
we really
Sally. Don't like. Sally Reed.
Oh my god. Look, see, I'll give this preference so I don't seem like a piece of shit. I understand she was abused. I understand that's not great for people. But that doesn't give her a free ticket to be a piece of shit of a person.
And she is. She's
an absolute
piece of shit. She's so self-centered and just a monster. She's the worst.
Maybe one of the most self-centered people, other than Fuchs, I've ever seen. Like, if something isn't about her or for her, she couldn't give a fuck.
And it's clearly shown to be hypocritical, too. Like, I enjoy that she is a piece of shit and the class like her, but they also clearly know she's a...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Natalie.
And you could tell the class is getting more and more...
Yeah, as they get to know her.
Yeah, like, once it starts becoming big shit, like the Macbeth thing, where she makes it all about her playing Macbeth...
stealing Natalie's part and then abandoning Natalie's part. Or there's even at Ryan's funeral when she tried to make it about a scene she did.
Oh my god, that was right away too. That was fucking...
Or when she tried to get the entire class to be mad at Barry because he yelled at them.
Yeah, but...
But everybody else was like, no, were actually the fucked up ones.
Barry was right in that situation.
They all took an online test. They're living in a bubble.
Speaking of fucking Ryan.
Ryan fucking, Madison.
Maybe the one of the best characters of this
show. He has such a great impact for being in like the first episode.
You really had to crack that open.
I'm thirsty. On air. I'm thirsty.
All right, well, this next few seconds might be cut out, but Adam's about to drink some sparkling mango water. Oh, yeah, that needs to be cut out. That's so unpleasant. We might go silent for it instead so you understand how much of our time that's taken.
It's good. I mean, it's a bit sour. Doesn't taste great. But, like, it's all right.
You're ruining the Barry episode.
No, I'm not. That's Kirkland sparkling water, though.
Shut the fuck up about the sparkling water. Ryan Madison. That was so
There's fucking... so many bit parts in this show that are just awesome. Like, there's Ryan Madison, there's Taylor...
but this fucking poor guy, all he did,
his only crime
was sleeping with a married woman, which for one that's fucked up, but he might have not even known
as far as we know he was her physical trainer and then they started sleeping with each other.
His only crime to was be fair with a woman
they met at Holiday Inns and stuff. Which you kind of only do if you're...
Yeah, or someone's embarrassed at the place they live.
Fair.
But, his only crime was fucking going to Pound Town.
Goron's wife.
Pretty harsh Pound Town. Pretty fucking vivid Pound Town. Where they need to stop like a solid 15, 20 seconds of the first episode to watch Ryan fucking Goron's wife.
Why'd you show him this? We told him we wanted to die.
So fucking good.
That is one of the things I miss as the show goes forward. I miss Goron.
Oh, yeah. No, Goron's fucking great. I love his death.
His death is so funny. It's this great thing that they've done twice now with the Chechen mob leader. First, it was Goron, who was played by a pretty prestigious actor. Mm-hmm. Like, he was in... the first season of True Detective as like the bad guy. And then the newest Batir, the newest leader of the Chechen mob, is the doctor from Breaking Bad. The one in Mexico who treats all of the main characters.
Yeah,
really.
No.
But he just shows up as like leader of the Chechen mob. It's so good.
But fucking Goron rules. I love his death where Barry shoots him in the side of the head and his arm goes stiff and starts spasming with the gun.
he doesn't shoot anybody.
Yeah. We talked about that where we first watched it. A lesser show would have had him fucking riddle the room with bullets. But this one, he's just waving it around and you see all the Chechens ducking trying to stay out of the way of the gun.
And then he just sits down. Yeah, he
drops down.
Oh, fuck. But, what is the greatest assassin in history of Chechnya? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Something with an S or something? Sputnik?
No, not Sputnik. Oh, shit. It's going to destroy me. What's his name?
I don't remember.
Stovka.
Yeah, Stovka.
Stovka's death scene is also great when he's just flown in from Chechnya and he's sitting down with Fuchs. And he's like, all right, when Barry gets back, I'm going to kill him. And he's sitting there and he just starts talking about his life. He starts
contemplating how his life is nothing
but death. Ever since I was a boy.
And he gets so deep that he just shoots himself.
And
the fucking sorrow in Goron's heart when he fucking discovers it.
And then the absolute like leaping back and forth with Fuchs, who's like, I didn't do any fucking Hannibal Lecter shit, I swear. Two afterwards, he's like, I
fucked his mind.
Yeah, he's like, I played him like a puppet. No, but fucking Goron, like any of his fucking character, you gotta stop with the spoiler.
I'm thirsty! Dude. Just keep going!
But any of the stuff with the fucking character, drink your drink! With the character interactions of fucking Goron, like anytime he's talking to someone, one of my fucking favorites, they're talking to Noho Hank about the stash house.
Oh, yeah. When he comes in, yeah, he drops to his knees.
Yeah, he tries to mimic a Bolivian, so he drops to
his knees. Hey, you motherfuckers. I'm gonna cut your fucking throats.
And fucking Noho Hank's reaction is, Goron, this is great physical comedy.
Goron gets up, struggles to get back to his feet, and goes, it goes.
No,
so fucking funny.
I fucking miss Goron.
Or 50-50 so with Cristobal.
But, yeah, no, fucking Ryan Madison. This guy, his fucking legacy gets this rise and fall, but he didn't do shit.
He didn't do anything.
He fucking, so he's got all these people real sad about him, real fucking traumatized and everything. And it's such like an impactful, like, oh, this guy will be remembered. He even gets his like picture hung up on their favorite like a bar yeah. wall. And then fucking, his fucking name gets tied in with the Chechen mob.
The Chechen mob and Taylor.
Because they left Barry's book and all his killings. And so his legacy just gets fucking destroyed. And how his dad must fucking think about
it. There's the great moment where he's like, and this man, Richard Krempf, better known as Ryan Madison, was the ringleader.
His goofy ass headshot.
Who played the Bolivian and Chechen mobs against each other. Like the film Yojimbo by Kurosawa.
So fucking good, man.
So funny. And then there's, in season two, one of the big tipping points in the show is when Barry kills Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And just how much it destroys Gene Cousineau.
Oh, yeah. That's such a good character thing. Just seeing this man fucking lose everything.
It just absolutely annihilates. He goes from, like, one of the most self-centered and, like, right up there with Sally.
Yeah, but he still has a heart. He still cares about people when I don't think Sally does. Like, you see that especially, like, in season two. And now some in season three and everything, but especially in season two, how much he's actually proud and cares.
Oh, no, for Barry. Yeah. There's the great bit in the season finale of season two where he's talking to Fuchs, who he thinks is a private eye. Mm-hmm. And they're in his cabin, and Fuchs is like trying to pry into his relationship with Barry. And it's a rare moment for Cousineau to not be egotistical at all.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, yeah, we've been working together. And
like,
he's
every other time, even when he's saying something nice about someone, he's got to throw in like a little brag about
himself. Or a name drop of somebody he knows or something that boosts his own ego and stature. But in that moment, he's just like, yeah, he's got a new part. He's got a better name. He's got, you know, more confident in himself. I'm really proud of him.
Yes.
And
so,
it's fucking,
yeah, you could see that line just annihilates.
Yeah. Fuchs is so angry. That's in that moment is when he's like, no, yeah, I'm going to go show him that body.
Yeah, that's when he's like, let's go outside.
It's great, man.
It's so fucking good.
And what is it? Fonzie there. Henry Winkler, the actor who plays Gene Cousineau. This is probably his best role in ages. I can't think of another.
No, he's probably just as good in Kevin James's Here Comes the Boo.
Shut the fuck up.
No, you remember when
he
was a chair?
Yeah, he was a chair and it was funny.
Fuck Henry Winkler rules.
Man, it rules that we just referenced the Kevin James vehicle, Here Comes the Boom, named for and featuring prominently the Christian evangelical band POD's song, Here Comes the Boom. Here Comes the Boys from the South.
Yeah, look, it rules. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's fun.
It's a great flick, great song, great Gene Cousineau, great Kevin James. Kevin James can never fail.
Shut the fuck up. Kevin James can never fail.
I want that on the fucking front page of my memoir. Of my memoir.
On your memoirs. Andrew Quadros, A Life of Absence.
A Life of Absence.
Kevin James does not fail.
Kevin James can never fail.
But yeah, Henry Winkler is doing an absolutely standout job. Like, he's always been a great actor. Mm-hmm. He is an absolute, like, titan of acting.
He's a fucking legend, dude. Yeah, he was the Fonz. He was the cool guy.
He was the definition of cool.
How he's gone from the cool guy to, like, fucking lame grandpa.
Yeah, it's quite the descent. It honestly puts me in a bit of an existential, like, because I've never been cool. But, like, I don't want to get old and become even less cool.
Are you fucking kidding, dude? You're fucking destined to become the lamest grandpa.
I am probably not going to even change much as I become.
I don't know, dude. You're going to start wearing fucking slacks all the time.
Slacks rule.
You're going to start keeping fucking hard candies in your back
pockets. I love hard candy.
Yeah, look, you're holding yourself off from doing those things. Right now, once you hit 37, you're not
my midlife crisis is becoming an old man too early. I've decided to become geriatric.
That's good.
That's the name of my memoirs.
Just geriatric. Oh, if your name's Jerry,
that would rule.
Geriatric.
That would rule.
That would be good. We need memoirs.
We need to do some stuff worthy of remembering. Alright, I think that'll just about cover Barry season 1 to 2.
This one's a bit shorter than normal, but like...
I think that's okay.
What are we going to talk about? Every joke?
Yeah, every joke, every episode. It just wouldn't be feasible.
It's all good,
it's
dude.
A great... For some reason, because I don't know if we're going to put spoiler... These are pretty old seasons. I don't know if we're going to put spoiler in the title. But if for some reason you listen to this entire episode without having watched a single episode of Barry... you might want to fix that. You might want to watch Barry.
Yeah, watch Barry. This wasn't the experience for me, but I've heard a couple people, some people need a couple episodes to get into it.
I don't think that, but yeah.
Give it the chance. If you don't think so right away, just give it the chance. If it grabs you, I guarantee you won't regret it.
Yeah, if it reels you in that first... couple episodes, you're gonna like the show.
Oh yeah, definitely. No,
it's so good.
It's so fucking good. But stop with the fucking soda, dude. We're wrapping up.
I'm thirsty.
You can wait 3 to 17 minutes after our
wrap-up. I don't know how long it's gonna take us to wrap up. Sometimes we do it like instantly. Sometimes we ramble on for fucking ages.
Well, yeah, we're not professional. Poor professional. Anyways, that's us for this week. If you watch
Barry and you want to
If you want to fucking chat about Barry for a bit, we're here.
You can do that at our email.
That's possible.
At theatomicemail@gmail.com.
Or our Instagram at... I was going to go Insty-Wimsty.
Insty-Wimsty.
At AtomicAndroid 2020.
Twitter, at AtomicAndroids.
Or our TikTok, The Atomic Android.
I don't think there's anything on the TikTok. Maybe there
will
be.
Well, there's barely anything on the other stuff.
I tweet often from the account.
Do you? Still? Relatively often. I know that for a while, like every time we post about a new episode and then... It seemed like no one cares, so we stopped. But hey, if you care, we'll start doing that again.
If you care, though, do follow, because I'm like, I'm not tweeting all this out for two people.
Those two
people being us.
Everybody come follow. Our Instagram's got a handful of followers get no content.
Yeah, we should do something with our Instagram. You got ideas on what to do with our Instagram?
Hit us up at our email. At the atomic email.
Not through our Instagram.
No, you could get us at our Instagrams or whatever.
If you want to make a TikTok using a sample of our voices, that's okay.
Well, I think we got to make a TikTok with our voices so then people can then remix our voices.
I guess we would get on that.
Well, yeah, I guess if we do that thing where I'm like, we'll post clip. Do not fucking open. We are so close to being done. You're not that thirsty.
I'm very thirsty.
There's no way you could still be that.
No, I'm very thirsty.
Well, sparkling water is not quenching your thirst, dude.
but I don't have anything else to drink.
Is there anything left in this Subway cup you got?
I think it's just...
That's it. Hey, Subway, sponsor us. So Adam's enjoying your market. Well, we better go. That's, if any point deserves to be signed off on, it's whatever the fuck that sound was.
That was disgusting.
What was it?
It was just lemonade.
Goodbye.
It was just lemonade in the ice, and then the ice melted. Maybe it was mixed with the mango orange flavoring from this, but it was like...
All it's gotta be is watered down lemonade.
It tasted so bad, dude. It was, like, disgustingly, like, gross.
You're a fucking drama queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.